We're doing Gemara Brachot Chafei Amud Aleph. The first white line. Eat Maracha sheyesh lo ikar. If you have a foul smell that has a source, meaning there's a foul smell that's a person passed air, so there's nothing physical that you can see that's the source for the foul smell. Then you have feces that are giving off a foul smell. That's called Reach Rashi Yesh Lo Ikar. There's a source for the foul smell, a physical source that's present for the foul smell. Ravuna Amar, Machik Dal Demot V'Kor Kriyachma. Ravuna says, okay, walk away 4 footsteps from the source, and even though you could smell it, being that it's behind you, you don't see it, you walk 4 footsteps away, you could read Shema, you could do whatever you want. Rav Chisda Amar, Machik Dal Demot M'Kom Shepasak Arech V'Kor Kriyachma. Rav Chisda says, no. You go to where the smell ends, and then you got to walk 4 footsteps away from that and read Shema. Tanya kavteid Rav Chisda. So we have a brisa like Rav Chisda. So ikra adam kriyat Shema lo k'neged tzuat adam, lo k'neged tzuat klavim, lo k'neged tzuat chazirim, lo k'neged tzuat tarnegolim, lo k'neged tzuat ashpa shorich hara. One shouldn't read Shema opposite human feces, dogs, pigs, roosters, feces, or feces in a dump when it has a foul smell. And if it's in a different reshus, if it's in a different domain, that the place is 10 tefachim higher or lower than him, so then he could sit right there and reach Shema. Otherwise, he has to distance as far as he could see it. And that's the same would be true for prayer. If you have a foul smell that has a source, so one distances oneself 4 footsteps from where the smell stops, and then he can read Shema. Rava says the halacha is not like this one, like this brisa, but rather like this brisa. Ditanya, lo yikra adam kriyat Shema lo k'neged tzuat adam, lo k'neged tzuat chazirim, lo k'neged tzuat klavim, bizman shenatan orot letochan. You shouldn't read Shema opposite human, pigs, or dog's feces when they are being used to tan hides. That's when they smell so badly. So he's talking about dog or pig feces, that they'd use them for their tannic acid to human feces. He also agrees, because they didn't even use that for tanning. So when it comes to dog and pig, only if it's used for tanning hides. So they asked Rav Sheshet, what about if there's a foul smell without a source? A person passed here. He said, look right here, we have students sleeping and students learning. And obviously when a person's sleeping, he can't control himself. So obviously there are times when there's a foul smell. We keep learning. So that's true. When it comes to learning, you can keep learning. But when it comes to Shema and prayer, you can't. You have to go outside and continue your prayer, but you can't continue it where there's a foul smell. And even about Torah, it only works when it's someone else who did it. But the person himself, who's the cause of the foul smell, well, that person may not continue saying Torah, learning Torah, until the smell passes, or until he leaves the room, until he leaves the place of the smell.